From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for December 10, 2013. Despite roller coaster variations in temperatures, an ongoing drought, and a shortage of preferred varieties, most Texas High Plains wheat is in fair to good condition. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Calvin Trussell, AgriLife Extension Agronomist in Lubbock.
A couple of things here that are of interest here as we're getting into mid-December with wheat in the Texas High Plains. First of all, we had a lot of producers that were having trouble getting the preferred wheat varieties that we have.
And so that drove producers to look for alternative varieties and other crops.
Mostly, more likely alternative varieties, ones that are not that are not as much of a preference for planting on irrigated or dryland wheat.
Did the icy conditions delay planting further?
Well, there is some wheat that's late. Delay planting, not necessarily. It's just going to have a lot of very slow emergence in some cases if they planted most likely after November 1st. I'd say pretty much all of our wheat is in fair to good condition at this point.
Do you have a handle on how many acres of wheat are generally planted in the region?
Well, we're talk millions here. If you look at the Texas Panhandle reporting region, we often can run in the 2 million plus acres of wheat up there. I'm not sure. I don't think that number would be 3 million, but it's a huge amount. But a lot of that is there's probably as much as half or more of the wheat in the Texas High Plains is planted to at least include grazing, if not exclusive for grazing.
And this year, the lateness will probably really affect the grazing option.
It could slow down the grazing. If they were, you know, really, I think overall that most of our grazing wheat is probably in pretty good shape because it's planted earlier and it was well established.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.